This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot. We a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We a number one spot.
Let's go, baby. What's good? Hey. One more time for that springtime weather. Hey. Yeah. We welcome you in here to the Thursday, May 8th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borland.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I mean. Hey, God. Peace, King. You know, vibes. You know what I mean?
Nah, what are you so happy for? You're not even a Knicks fan. You don't even know what I'm going through right now, what I'm feeling. You don't even know. You're faking right now. Faking out here. Meanwhile, I'm struggling. Game ends yesterday. I can't even talk right now. I've been sad since, 7 o'clock yesterday? But no, Kenny's all happy, whatever. Fake. I need a second.
All right. Well,
yeah, hey, 125th Street, you know what I'm saying? You know the vibes, baby. Hey, Uptown, Shaolin, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, you know the vibes, baby. Let's go. We ain't playing. Let's go. You know what I mean? Yeah. 117th Street, 34th Ave, you know what it is. You know what I mean? 58 and Turnbuckle, you know the vibes. Yeah. Come on, Fat Joe. We see you, Bill. Hey, Joe Budden, we see you, boy. You know what I mean? Ben Stiller, we see you. Loso, case you ain't know so. You know the vibes, baby. Mellow, you know what it is, baby. Stay mellow. You heard? Yeah. Shout out to the young bulls out there. You know the vibes, man. Bobby Shmurda, I see you, boy. You know what I mean? Favio, you know what it is, Montana. You know what it is. I see you, boy.
Whoa. You really repping Bobby Shmurda after that story that came out
yesterday? Well, yeah, 10 tickets per city.
Really? Is that the one you want to? Are you sure that's the route you want to go?
Shout out Nicki Minaj. You know the vibes, man. Hey. You know what it is. Young Money, Cash Money.
You
know what I mean?
You
Tony Yayo, what up, boy? Lloyd Banks, what up, boy?
You done, dude? Are you done? I can't believe they lost. How do you choke? Jason Tatum, where the hell are you at? Oh, yesterday. Oh, yeah. Jason Tatum is better than Paul Pierce. KC, the lights weren't too bright. No, he's fine. I'm an idiot. I'm a dummy. On Monday. Yeah, I think Jason Tatum really gets overlooked. He's not as good as Tim Duncan, but he gets overlooked like Tim Duncan. What does he do? How do you go scoreless for 8 minutes of the fourth quarter?
I hate to have to be my guy. That's really my boy.
You mean Jesse or Jason Tatum?
Well, Jesse, my boy, too. But Tatum, my boy.
You guys called it. As soon as he messed up that dribble at the free throw line, I knew it was cooked.
Oh, my gosh.
It was cooked.
Oh, my gosh. All of a sudden, he can't dribble. Luke Walton, you're just trying to get him dribbled two times. That's what we're trying to do with Mitchell Robinson on him. Oh, man.
Didn't even take a shot, by the way, too. Tried passing it out.
Yeah, tried passing it and got the pass block.
I'm not going to lie. Like, that's probably the worst loss in, like, the last 5 years for them. Top five loss, I'll say. Game one was whatever. You lose game one, that's fine. You choke like that in game two the same way. Like, you've already won a title, too. You're supposed to be past all of this. And you've, like, Tatum folded. Jaylen Brown folded. But, like, I could care less about the rest of the Celtics. Like, Tatum is the one supposed to lead this. He folded so bad yesterday. Like, he's the head of the snake, blah, blah, blah. He's got to wear that.
Oh, man, there's a lot to unpack here. Because, damn. Well, we got a super chat. Super chatty house.
I'll read this one.
Tatum and Brown.
From Taz, yeah. Tatum and Brown played like ass the last two games. LOL. $2. Thank you. This sucks, bro.
My bad. I mean, to put it back up. Oh, man. Look, man. Look. All right. I don't even know where to start. Dame, what you think, bro? I don't even know where to start.
I just feel bad because I asked Jesse to do like five.
Oh, you
things.
Were trying to be funny this morning, too, by the way.
Who was?
I think you were.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Hey, text Keith Smith. All right, I'll do that.
No.
Hey, Keith's busy. Oh, yeah, Keith's too busy covering the Celtic disaster.
Oh, he did.
Why you do me like that?
No, I didn't. That wasn't it.
Why
you.
Me?
No. You know that the Celtics are a disaster. Oh, man. I didn't know it was gonna hit
going,
you this
we're going,
hard.
We're going through it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, I see
hey,
that.
I woke up at legit. I woke up at like 2:30 last night. Damn, Celtics lost. It's bad.
Now, see, this
that
is
that wasn't a shot. I was trying. Hey, look, I'm a broadcast journalist. My interest is the people watching and listening. Keith, I thought would be great. He's never been on video before. Let's see if we can get Keith in here. He prominently covers the Celtics.
You call it a disaster.
I did, but what did. Do you call it? What do you call it? What do you call it?
I don't know, bro.
You blow two 20-point leads in the first game.
I needed a friend. I need you to say it's going to be all right,
Jess. No, you're my man. Well,
no, it was a disaster.
I don't know that it's going to be all right.
No, hey, like, I'm a Celtics fan, but I don't feel good going into game three at MSG.
Kendrick Lamar said we're going to be all right. I am not.
You're going to have to show me. I'm not calling Celtics in six right now. None of that. They have to win game three for me to have any thoughts about this series.
All right. Inside the NBA, I thought made some great points last night.
Okay.
Because Charles had been on both sides of this equation. And I think they're right.
What, an 0-2-2-0 equation?
With Phoenix, well, in 93, they were the one seed. I think they played the Lakers. They lost the first two games of the series at home. And they were down 0-2. That was a five-game series, by the way. And he had that situation. And then I think they went into – I think they said they went into Houston – and won the first two
games
in
the
series. This was 93?
93,
yeah, Wow. Yeah. Right? That's crazy, right? Like,
I don't remember
MVP
that
year,
at all. Yeah, yeah.
Lakers come in and win the first two games in Phoenix in a five-game series. That's crazy. And then he would – I think it was the Mario Ellie series. I think Phoenix had gone up 2-0 in that one, and Kenny and them came back. So he's been –
It's 95. Mm-hmm. Four?
95. You're right.
95.
So you're like, yeah, he's been on both sides. And he talked about how game three is such a pivotal game for the Knicks. Such a pivotal, almost a must win. He said it was a must win for the Knicks.
You win, series is over.
You win, series might be over. You lose. Probably over. Boston's like, we back. We back up. You lose game three. If you're the Knicks, Boston's like, we back up. Because now they're going to be stressing in game four to get at least one of these
now
things.
I'm sorry.
We back up.
This is Kenny Caraway or this is Charles Barkley?
Charles Barkley, but I agree.
Yeah, okay. No, I got you.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So it's a pivotal game three. All jokes aside, I mean, the Celtics are 100% the type of team that could be just fine. Losing their first two games at home and going on the road. Winning two, winning one, whatever, and winning this series. They are a team that's talented enough where they're not dead until they're dead. They could be down 3-0. They could be down 3-1. I would be looking at it like it's still the Celtics. I know he's taken – it's been a rough day for him. It's a rough night. He's still Tatum. They still got Brown. Derek White's still there. Maybe Porzingis, whatever's going on with him, they get his appendix out or whatever is happening.
He just doesn't have his wind right now.
And they can get him back on the floor. Still a dangerous team. But yesterday, there's something about the Celtics team when the game gets tight that they and I think it comes from the leader, from the best player. There's a lack of poise, maybe a lack of confidence when the game gets tight that I think bleeds through that entire team.
And it's something that I think Tatum?
We've seen. Yeah, it's Tatum. And I think we've seen that in the Tatum era.
Tatum, that is Tatum's biggest – let me ask you, Jesse. Is that Tatum's biggest shortcoming or deficiency as a star in the league? Like, because no one says that about Ant. I did say that about Tyrese. That's over. And it may have never been right, but it's over now.
That's what's holding him back, I think. Like, we were talking about it yesterday. Like I said, oh, game six, game seven. Kenny was right. You can count those on a hand at this point. Like when he's on, he's on. He's not missing, but he's way for a superstar. You can't be as inconsistent as he is. And right now it feels like yesterday happens a lot more come playoff time. Regular season, whatever, bro. You scored 15, 20, like however many points. I could care less in the fourth quarter. Like, it's the Celtics. It's playoffs. Playoffs, like, it feels like he fumbles more times than not. Elimination games, the stats are really good, but like, you, for the superstar he's supposed to be, you can't do what you did yesterday or game one. You should be at least 20, 23 points at the bare minimum for the superstar that you're supposed to be.
Can I play something for you guys before we go to commercial, and then we can maybe expand on this a little bit? I saw this on my way in, Dan Le Batard talking about Jason Tatum, and damn. Never mind the loser that's on this screen as well as the video goes on, but just listen to Le Batard.
Are you fundamentally obligated to fall in love with Jalen Brunson right now? Because Jalen Brunson already has a moment in the last series to end it. I've never seen Jason Tatum have. Give me a play Jason Tatum's made in his life more memorable than how it is that Brunson ended the Pistons. All of American sports fan expectations need to land today on the back of his neck. You are a champion, and I've almost never said this about a champion. Prove to me you deserve to be one. Because last season, do what Brunson does. Brunson's the smallest player on the court. I look at you and just physically, I know you're the best one. But what are you going to do? Oh, fade away again? Brunson got the foul shots. It's end of game time. It is end of game time. You give the ball to Brunson, Knicks fans know what's going to happen there. And when he misses a one-foot layup, they don't even blame him because they know what he is. He's the best clutch player in the NBA empirically. Does more in the fourth quarter than anybody. Tatum? The only thing left to have on Tatum's resume, it's the most, it's incredibly bejeweled for his age. Where are the moments?
Well, my thing, how many more moments? Like, he's had moments. So, like, what's the number then?
What's the first?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
One that comes to your mind?
I mean, not a moment, I guess, but that playoff run is rookie season. Like, he led the Celtics to game seven against LeBron.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
That's where it starts, I guess.
This is actually one of the things that made me reach out to Keith this morning, because Keith is a very level-headed guy when it comes to talking about the team he covers. So we'll talk about this. It's really the only game to talk about. Right. I turned the other one off. Like, hey, shout out to OKC. They took care of it. Shout out to OKC. I think they're the only, so far, team that's responded. Mm-hmm. We'll see what the Timberwolves do tonight, but we'll dive into all of that. Matt George is with us, probably. I haven't confirmed with him, but I'm pretty sure Matt George is with us. Here at the end of the show, there's King stuff to talk about with Mike Woodson being official, B.J. Armstrong and all of that. So we're thrilled that you're here with us. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I don't know how much he actually did, but those Paul Pierce videos this morning were hilarious.
Honestly, I'm hoping that just reverses the vibes, because I'm not going to lie. Like,
bro, that was so funny. There,
I saw the Scalabrine clips. Paul Pierce was talking crazy. I may have been talking crazy all season long. Like, maybe we got to reverse it a bit. I'm not going anywhere, but maybe the walk had to happen.
They're starting to find him. You know, people are, like, finding him and linking up with him. And he, last I checked, about an hour ago, he's still going.
Oh, good. He's really doing it. Good for him.
Get in the car, Paul.
Good for him. That's funny, though.
That's 8 hours. That man hilarious. 8 hours.
That man got a robe and everything on. Do it for the content. This would be the coolest thing Paul Pierce ever did.
This is hilarious, though.
Like, the fact that he's really doing it is amazing.
Should I go take a walk somewhere right now? Maybe go walk back to Madison?
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's not as far. Just... That man's walking through L.A., and I don't know if it's safe walking around Madison.
Yeah. He ain't got to L.A. yet. I think he might get an Uber.
He was talking about, last thing I saw, he was talking about going through the mountains.
Okay.
Right. He got the robe on and everything. I didn't see if he had the flip-flops or whatever
he
on.
He left it before the sun came up and everything. That was hilarious. That was hilarious.
This is the best thing. If he follows through with this, and I do not blame him if he doesn't, but if he's able to follow through with this, this is the coolest thing Paul Pierce ever did.
He did the show with Kevin Garnett, I think. Was all huffing and puffing and all that. Say the torn hamstring.
That's hilarious. That man mapped it with the... I wonder, is it Fox that he's with?
Yeah.
I wonder if Fox hit him like, hey... You know, if you we'll have someone following you, and you know, there's a little trailer, and we'll make sure you're taken care of. But if you want to do this, be great content,
man. It is fantastic content. It's been killing it all morning.
This man right outside the Ralphs, just looking around. Paul Pierce is funny. He got the robe on and everything.
He's wild. Like I said, I don't know if he's barefoot or not.
Didn't the sun come? That's funny. One of my favorite parts is he looks around. He doesn't know where he's at. Like, he's not exactly sure. He's just kind of like looking around, like, oh, there's a Save Mart over there or whatever it is.
Yeah, like, man, can't believe the Celtics got me out of here like this. Damn.
Kevin Garnett drove past Paul Pierce.
They starting to
That's like hilarious. I said,
starting to link up with him.
I'm seeing this video for the first time. The video of Kevin Garnett is hilarious. Oh, this is great. I got to put that on the screen. What do you got pulled up? Is that something good?
There was one.
TNT, they did the, they did the inside tracks or whatever of like the players, talking, and they had Joe Mazzulla up trying to drop a play late in the game. This was
Joe Mazzulla. Come on, man. Come on, man. Stop it. Stop it.
I'm not going to lie. Like, those make me laugh.
Those are hilarious.
There was one I saw yesterday. I was hoping you weren't going to find, and you tweeted about it this morning. And security.
Did you see the Knicks fans wouldn't leave the garden?
That poor lady was flustered.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I got that. Did they have? Is there cursing on it? I don't know.
You know, we could play without the sound. You could see her.
Okay. Yeah. But now they had the. Hold on. Let me pull it up, because that was cold game, man. This poor lady was stressed.
Oh yeah, she was. They've never gone through that in Boston, I'm assuming.
She was stressed. Here she is. Yeah, I'll play without the sound, and she was going through. Let me turn the sound off. Let me get you up here. Nope. Yeah, the Knicks fans would not leave.
That's loud, huh?
The garden, and look at the lady.
Yes, these Knicks fans are going crazy.
Oh no! Oh, help!
Oh, yeah, hey, you see that?
That poor woman said, "Help!"
And look at security.
Get them out of here!
Whatever.
Oh man, that is that is major Karen energy right there.
Dude in the security jacket. Like,
oh my god. That is major Karen energy. I want to see the video of my man right there in the front. Yeah, I don't know who that guy is. Yeah, I want that video. No, hold on. Lead us up. Lead us up. Nope. Security. No. Hey,
help!
Help! Oh, no. Down she goes. Help! That woman does not get paid enough for this.
That poor lady.
That woman does not get paid enough for this. Get them out right now.
Said he pushed her. Man, that man was five steps away when you just chanced to get out.
But bro's like, man, what is wrong with you? Like,
yeah, whatever, man.
In an arena. Shout out to boy with the four fingers up. That's hilarious. Knicks fans are funny.
They are hilarious.
You can't tell Knicks fans they haven't won a title in 50 years or whatever it is.
They're hilarious. New Yorkers in general are hilarious.
New Yorkers are very funny.
I don't know what – there's something about them. Like, they all talk a lot. They're not bashful. They're loud. They're hilarious. They crack me up.
Paul Pierce, for those watching. I don't know what the audio is, so I'm not going to play it. But on his way to work.
Do we know how long ago this was?
Well, here's
–
there's Kevin Garnett. That's so funny.
Oh, that is so funny. Nah, Paul Pierce did his thing with this.
Nah, Paul Pierce, he did his thing. The fact that he's following through with it is a win. That's a big win.
He did his thing with this one. One of the trends.
That woman yelling help is.
One of the trends, especially with the NBA, I think they'll probably do it with the NFL. But Jesse, you like pay attention to how I had Joe Mazzulla up there. You see how they do that? They do like Josh Hart. You see the guy on the tiny desk. And Jamal Murray all the time. And those things. They're so stupid and disrespectful, but they crack me up. They really do.
What a game. You were happy yesterday.
Oh, man. I didn't think it was going to happen. But, as a Knicks supporter, as somebody who is rooting for the Knicks.
You know what? Hold on to. Go ahead and say what you got to say.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm going to pull something up.
Okay. Well, look, as a Knicks supporter, I really felt like, hey, because I was checking the score while I was at the doctor's office and stuff. And, I was like, ah, man, 15-point game, 12-point. Oh, man, 17. Damn, it's not going to happen today. Then they got it to 8. And, well, hold on. Well, all right. Yeah.
Man.
I mean, this ain't.
When did you
so
start?
Jesse,
hold on. You were a Jordan fan in the 90s.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You were a Knicks supporter, I'm assuming this was 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2000.
Definitely 2000.
You were at the Lakers parade in 2010.
Now, see, that's where we got it. We got to stop this. I wasn't at no damn Lakers parade.
Can you let him finish?
When did you start being a Kings fan?
Oh, good question.
I started being a Kings fan.
That's a good question.
In all honesty, I started being a Kings fan in 95.
Wow.
You know what? Where's the jersey to prove that one?
1995.
Yeah. Jordan left.
You wasn't even around for Lionel Simmons and Walt Williams, and you wasn't
around for
Wayman Tisdale and Dwayne. Oh,
no, it was Purvis Allison.
I was cool with it. So,
No. Say this with me. I'm not Kings.
That's not true.
No, I'm not. No, you're not Kings.
No, that's not true. Don't listen to
say,
this.
Say, I'm not
that's
Kings.
That's not true. Now, I'll tell
much,
you the
you
dynamics.
You as much Kings as Farhan was Giants.
Well, that guy was never Giants. That well, you see what happened when he's out.
Some people would say, look at what's on the screen.
Look, back from let's just say 88. That's when I was 5 years old. Maybe I start remembering then. 88 to 94, I was Jordan and the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan left. And I was like, man, let me rock with my hometown team. When got that Kings starter jacket, stop playing with me. Asked my mom for Christmas. I said, yo, moms, I need that Kings starter jacket. I'm Kings out here. All right? Talked to Gary St. Jean when he came to Kevin Johnson's basketball camp at Sac High. I was talking to Gary St. Jean.
Good name dropping.
You know what I mean? I was like, yo, Saint, what's good, baby? Like, we going to turn this around? He said, yeah, we got the new logo. Everything's good. He lied to me. I was like, yo, so they got to change everything in the arena? He said, all the seats and everything is now going to be purple then black. And they weren't. They were blue and red the entire time. But I said, Saint, I'm Kings, bro. I'm here. Jordan's gone. I'm grown up now. Kings. And ever since then, I've been Kings. Now, New York, hey. I'm a Knicks supporter.
What does that
been
even
that
mean?
Way for a minute. I want to see them do well. I'm not, like I mentioned, I'm not out there, you know, in front of the Garden, you know, with all the people doing the, that's not me. I'm not there doing that.
Sacramento.
I'm not there doing that. I'm not leading a Knicks watch party here in Sacramento. I'm not doing that. It's just me and Sherlyn Elk Grove. We got love for the Knicks. We want to see them win. She's actually a Knicks fan. She likes the Knicks. I think push come to shove, she liked the Knicks more than the Warriors. She been rocking with the Knicks for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a Knicks supporter. I want to see them do well. Shout out to my man Brandon Bush, man. Shout out to Irv, man. CKM all day.
Who's that? Is that the person in the picture?
Yeah, that's my man Brandon. So that's my brother. He was in my wedding. He was one of my groomsmen, man. Shout out to my man, Brandon.
You
Bush.
Wasn't at McClatchy when this picture was taken?
No.
He looked this like was, a grown-ass man.
I was like 22.
I was going to say, like, ain't no way that man at McClatchy. If he is, he needs to be investigated.
He had a goatee at McClatchy, though.
No, but that man got grown man features.
We was both like
22-year-old senior.
The man who pays his taxes right there.
Man.
Yeah, we was about 22 at the time, man.
Boy, look at that outfit. Yeah. Got the Rock sign up and everything. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You see? Never meet
this
your heroes,
man
kids.
This man ain't Kings. This man ain't Kings.
Hey.
We already know he ain't.
I was thinking about it. We
already know he ain't 1320.
I'm definitely 1320. I'm definitely Kings. Stop playing.
He got a picture with Dave.
Internet says otherwise.
He's got a picture with Next Leaves. You don't got a picture with us.
Y'all don't never take no picture with me. You guys took a picture with
let me ask you, with
my wife before you took a picture with me.
Let me ask you a question. Did Dave ask you for a picture or did you ask Dave for a picture?
I asked Dave for a picture. You know, see, I was just a random guy at that time.
Alleged Kings supporter, but internet says otherwise.
Nah, bro, it's Kings all
day. We need to put Kenny. How do we get something on? What's that website? Snoops? The one that like debunks urban legends.
Oh yeah.
We need to get somehow. Hey. Is Kenny Caraway a Kings fan?
What?
False, with all of the evidence that shows he's in fact not.
Look, who in this building was at the game when the roof was leaking? Your boy, I confirmed it with
Auntie
Wanda.
You were like a month old.
No, I confirmed it. I remember it.
Who
I confirmed
it
with
Auntie
Wanda. I was there. I was at the building. I was probably second, third row. She had a nice little connect.
Second,
I was there.
Row,
I remember
that. You don't remember.
I was there. I remember it. That's why I checked. I said, hey, were we at that game when the roof was leaking? She says, yeah, we were. I said, we talking about it right now on the radio. Not all of us. Kings,
not all of us have been rich enough to go to games when we were 3 months old.
Yeah.
Some of us grew up poor, Kenny.
I was 3 years old.
You know what
old.
Nosebleeds are?
Yeah, I was there.
Not,
I was
not
in
like the
nosebleeds.
The ones you get at school where you got to go to the nurse, but where you sit.
I was in the nosebleeds watching the Sixers versus the Kings on a Sunday afternoon, NBC. I was there. Come on, I've been Kings. Stop playing with me.
What's the medallion?
A basketball.
A Knicks basketball?
No, just a basketball.
I think you're lying.
Oh, it's just a basketball.
Okay.
A blinged out basketball. Yes. Florin to be exact.
The little, what do they call kiosk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got.
Florin to be exact.
I got plenty of jewelry from there, too.
Is this one of those champion replicas, too?
No, it was just it was actually pretty fire to be in the middle of the mall. It was like a.
I had a black Michael Jordan one.
It was a full basketball. Had a little weight to it. It was like.
I'm talking about the jersey.
Oh, no, that's Marbury. That's Marbury.
No, he's asking, is it like screen print? Is it authentic?
It was authentic-ish. No, it was authentic because back then they had the sleeves on there. That was
Boy,
a bad era.
His whole life,
I know,
man.
Wow.
Nah, I knew where to go. Man, it was one of those things.
Whole life.
It was one of those things. I knew where to go. Right? The only time at that time I spent full price for an authentic was a TO authentic. I spent $299 at Sports Fever in Florin Mall. That's on that crazy. White Terrell Owens authentic. I had to have it. And unfortunately, I gave it away.
What's the worst jersey you ever bought? I got a Ryan Tannehill. It sits in my dad's closet.
Oh, man.
I don't want to say this is the worst one
man,
I ever
Paul
bought.
Pierce is live.
Oh.
I got to see what he's doing.
Be careful, we might cuss.
Yeah. I don't know how to turn it down. Okay, there we go. I just have to turn my phone down. I'm just looking. I'm trying to figure out where my man is at. I had no idea. There is no way he's even close to, like, all you see is the trees up there. There ain't
yeah, it's
no way
only
he's
been,
even close.
It's only been, what, 5 hours? He said
I don't
he had
know.
8 hours.
When did he leave? If he I left when it was dark, yeah, it couldn't have been 5 hours ago.
For a while.
I mean, he's got to be, if he left when it was dark, he got to be at least at hour 6 or 7.
I don't even follow.
Because when I went to the gym this morning, it wasn't. The sun wasn't up, but, you know, the darkness had broke.
How is this battery still charged?
Well, I don't think he's traveling alone.
Co in the chat house says he got a white Lakers Gary Payton jersey. That's disgusting.
I had a green Gary Payton jersey. The glove was my dude.
Well, that's a Sonics jersey.
Yeah.
Sonics. Not a Lakers jersey.
Yeah, oh, he said Lakers jersey?
He said he got a white Lakers jersey. Come on,
man, relax. Young Sav says the worst jersey he's got is a Buddy Hield.
Well, that's vintage right now.
I'd be worth something now.
That's Ooh. Vintage right now.
Hey, well,
he just walked past the street sign and I missed it, man. Sorry.
Hey, you know, look, hey, shout out to my brother.
I can't believe I'm watching Paul Pierce on Instagram.
Shout out to my brother, man. What? Shout out to my brother, man. He was looking out, man.
Ooh.
But is the worst jersey I have.
No, I didn't even mean that's the worst jersey he's bought.
Okay. Can you two hoes stop talking about me like I'm not here? No. Get your laughs off about that stupid ass Trey Lance jersey I bought you.
No, that's why I asked Kenny the worst one he bought. I know that one.
No. That's why no one gets anything anymore. That stupid Trey Lance jersey is why no one gets any gifts anymore.
Damn,
it's like, no, I'm gonna buy some gifts for my guys here, and then this stupid ass jersey. It's like, you know what? Forget it. No one gets anything.
Why did Kyle Shanahan have to get him hurt on purpose?
Purpose, hey.
Damn.
TC about to call in and light Kyle Shanahan up for that.
Kyle Shanahan did the rock throat slit right before.
Trey Lance.
You know, that's
jersey.
The worst. Well,
what a joke. Was that 2021?
Yeah.
2020? 2021. It had to be 2021, right? Because yeah. I didn't get you nothing for Christmas that first year.
I'm sure I did.
This is a safe place.
You know what I mean? It's a safe place. I can say this.
I don't think it is.
I did have a 52 Ravens jersey.
Yeah, that's kind of fire, though.
That's a killer jersey to have.
Yeah.
I had a white one.
Hey!
Oh, hey, bro.
Hey!
Relax.
What?
Relax!
Why would you say something like that?
What'd I do?
Nah, Jesse's feisty today. Jesse ain't having it.
I had a Peyton Manning jersey.
Really?
Yeah, Colts Peyton Manning.
Why? The color?
Blue, the blue. I had the blue joint. I had a Reggie Bush Saints jersey. I had Chad
Man,
Johnson.
Just jersey.
Chad Johnson
Damn.
Bengals joint. I had a Lawrence Taylor blue Giants
Thanks, you Richard. Really, you really are rich. Like, it's not a funny gimmick. Like, you've been rich your whole life.
No, but those jerseys weren't even that expensive.
The like hell everyone, they weren't. You just named like seven like. Jerseys.
I wore jerseys from second grade to fifth grade damn near every day of school.
I love me some jerseys.
I had a Mellow Nuggets one, Iverson Sixers, Pierce, Ricky Williams, shout out.
Oh, shout out.
I had the old school Nets Jason Kidd one too. The blue one with the cursive letters, I think.
Yeah.
It might have been red, actually.
Wore, like, do you have a though. Paul Pierce jersey?
No, not since I was a kid. I just got Larry Bird and Rondo.
I'm going to go get a Carmelo jersey, though. I'm adding that to the list. Carmelo Knicks jersey. Get one. Mitchell and Ness got him.
Okay.
Yeah, got to get that. I'm thinking about getting a Starks joint, too. And I think I want to get a
Paja.
I think
you have more Knicks jerseys than a Kings jersey.
Well, then let me finish. I want to get a Paja.
You're not getting a Paja jersey.
The Paja one, they got the Sacramento
You're
joint.
You're not getting
the purple
Paja
one.
Jersey.
No, I don't do that. Paja
you are absolutely right. not walking around with Stojakovic on your back.
I might.
No, you're not.
I got to get the Mitch Richmond joint, though, first. Even though Mitch always. But it's fire. It's fire. The you know, the split with the black and the white and the checker on the side.
Those ones
that one's fire.
No,
I got to get it. That's the only one that has one like that.
They don't have like the just the all black Kings one, Mitch Richmond. The ones like the,
no,
the
they
ones
got,
I used to people.
They got
one?
The royal blue joint.
I was going to say, don't they add a blue one?
Yeah, they got the royal blue joint. I feel like I got to get a Chris Webber. I got, and that's the old
school. You'll get, one, you're not getting any of these.
I am.
Two, you're absolutely not buying a Stojakovic jersey.
Not first.
No, not last. You are not walking out to concerts in the park in 2 years with Stojakovic on your back. No,
yeah,
you're not.
Yeah, I get a pager,
no,
man.
You're not.
Come on, man. Pager's my boy.
It. I don't think people rock
I don't question that. I just think you're going to grab that jersey or look at it and go, am I going to walk around with Stojakovic on my back? And I think the answer is emphatically no, you're not.
It's summertime, man. You need. I need the tank top joint, man. Got my Monk jersey.
That took 3 years.
Well, I had to make sure he resigned.
That was a good call.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'd have
gone the way of Trey Lance.
One. I thought that was locked in. Apparently not.
Literally brought someone a De'Aaron Fox jersey for Christmas.
Oh.
Like,
you
got to
stop
December.
Buying jerseys, pal. Like, you just.
No, okay.
Nah, seriously.
All right.
Stop. You buy me a Tatum jersey, I'm going to quit this show.
It was a request. It was like, hey, what's Sam want for, you know, Chris? Oh, he really like a De'Aaron Fox jersey. Cool. I'm at the arena tonight. I'll grab it. That was it.
At this point, hand your money to the next closest person. Like, I need you to buy this jersey for me or something.
Some people, well, look, some people say go buy a Levine jersey. I don't say that. But
as a matter of fact, hey, throw it in the chat. Who do you want? Which jersey do you want dealer to buy?
Go buy a Levine jersey.
We'll get the
jersey.
Rosen. Throw in Domas for me.
Oh, man. They definitely, James wants you to buy a DeRozan jersey.
Oh, he absolutely, he wants me to buy 10 of them. Just give them out to people. Just take them to concerts in the park and just throw them out.
Matter of fact, buy a jersey, a DeRozan jersey, buy a custom jersey that says first round pick, and then buy a Hornets jersey that says LaMelo Ball.
There you go. All right.
Man, I know we've joked around a lot. That game was crazy. And for them,
we're just trying to keep Jesse laughing. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It's helping a little bit.
But look, so I'll say this to Jesse, though. Look, man, you just had a championship last year. It's not like you're me
but this
in
is
the 49ers
no,
Super
no,
Bowl.
But this is rivalry right here. I don't want to lose. I hate the Knicks. I can talk about the Knicks on the show, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't want the Celtics to lose to the Knicks. Same with the 76ers. Like, there's just teams you don't ever want to lose to.
Mm.
And of course, like, I could talk all that trash this year. It's like I kind of need them to help me out here.
You talk crazy about the Knicks.
And I won't stop. Like, you see all the videos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It was like the security, the bing bong. How did those videos all end? And how did they all
help?
They all ended with the help. Knicks losing. So maybe I got that.
The Knicks are not out of the woods, man.
Hit play on that video again, man. This video is hilarious. This is the best thing. Just let it ride. Look at, I'm gonna see how I'm gonna try to. Security.
Oh
they
no!
All know that, and then down.
Look at, she
help!
Look at, she's blaming. She pushed me.
I need some help. This man, and then the camera leaves her. This man, brother says, I didn't touch her.
I didn't touch her.
Get him out right now. Get him out right now.
And the blue jacket.
Oh, I think she just said a bad word too.
And he's like, "What you want me to do?"
And the blue jacket's like, "Lady, we're here for 18 an hour. Like, just relax."
I don't. If anybody knows who that brother is, and you come across this video, I need this. From him. Oh, because he's got
the four is hilarious.
Oh, and down she goes. Okay, this poor woman. Okay, again, this woman got.
She did the Bret Hart thing. Yeah. That's what I saw that for.
Get him out. And I love my man just doesn't do anything. He's like, bro, man, what's wrong with you? Like,
Look at this. Look so at this. Dude with the bucket hat come in there, too. Now the dance is crazy.
Now, hold on. To be clear, this is probably someone's mother. This is certainly someone's daughter. Like, this one. Look, they just try to get her out of there. Karen, go relax. But this is also major.
Yo, it is crazy, she said. He pushed
bump, bump, bump.
Me.
Look at this.
Yo, that's right there. Crazy.
It's major Karen energy. Get him out right now. Get him out right
These
now.
These people are menaces. Knicks fans are menaces.
Oh, yeah. She absolutely. She read him the wire. She said, this is BS.
Look at this dance.
This is BS, Jerome. Oh, these fans is funny. These fans are hilarious.
Damn fans had the time of their life yesterday.
Scooter says, she in HR filing for workman's comp today. That ain't no lie. She gonna start a GoFundMe. Facts.
Hey.
But if anyone is on the internet and they stumble across Bro's video,
I need to see that video.
Please tag us
in
it.
I need to see that video. Look,
I need to see it.
The Garden is going to be a movie on Saturday.
That's fine. I know you've.
Wow.
This is.
There's only one arena in the country that can match what the Garden's gonna be, and that's the Golden One Center.
That's damn near.
The Golden One Center.
Oh, don't do that.
No, the Golden One Center.
Don't do that.
The Golden One Center different. The Golden One Center. My Cheryl Nelgrove been to the Garden while they were playing the Kings on a regular. She said it's not Golden One Center. So the Golden One Center different, but the Garden is gonna be movie status on Saturday.
This guy. All right, there's a lot to talk about as pertains mainly to last night's Knicks Celtics game that we're gonna have some fun with. Let's see what Leezy talking about here. 916-909-1320. Leezy, you get my email. I sent you some stuff this morning.
Yo. Yeah, I just confirmed with Jesse. I got it.
My man.
Hey, yo, what's up, guys? Hey, I just want to call with a quick question. I'm probably jumping the gun. This is probably more of like a summertime conversation. But question, do you guys think this might be one of like the best playoffs we've seen in a long time? From the storylines, from the game winners, like even the MVP battle with SGA and Jokic, the legacy teams like the Knicks and Celtics. Do you think, guys think this might be one of the best ones, the most, competition we've seen in a long time?
To answer your question, yes. I think it happens a little bit more than we kind of give it credit for. Like the playoffs are usually pretty dope. You know what I mean? I think last year there was a lot of injuries and maybe some blowouts, and that kind of made it like, oh, what's wrong with the NBA playoffs? It's kind of an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the playoffs are fantastic. I can't remember specific years, but, you know, we talk all the time about, man, that doubleheader last night. More times than not, we talk about how the NBA put on a show mm-hmm. last night. So I think it's more the norm that people give it credit for. These have been fantastic. The one thing I will say, and I thought about, I think Sunday when Indiana was winning and I guess after the Thunder lost as well, I really do believe anybody can win the NBA Finals. Except for maybe the Warriors now without Steph. Like, that's the one, and that's due to injury, right? If the Warriors were healthy or get healthy or whatever, same with the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me there's a world where they go on a run and they win the NBA Finals, I'd be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is, I think that's a little unique to the NBA. That doesn't always happen. There's, what, 8 teams left? I think all 8 teams, mm-hmm. I can see a scenario where they win an NBA championship.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't usually get that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got on the rundown for later or whatever, but the NBA is kind of in a weird, good place maybe where, like, it's not anyone's league right now. I feel like it's kind of up for grabs. Like, whether, like, it's the young guys coming up, like Tyrese, Ant-Man, all those guys, like Tatum and Giannis are here now. LeBron lost in the first round, but, like, no, those guys are kind of on their way out, Harden, Kawhi, and stuff like that. Like, it's kind of a shift happening, I feel.
I think that's the good way of putting it. A lot of what we're witnessing right now feels new, right? The Warriors aren't. Denver's not new, but they're also, it's not like they're in the conference finals every single year, the finals every, you know, they're not the Patriots. They're just, they're really good.
They're just established.
Yeah, they got arguably the best player in the league, but they also have this interesting footnote to their story where they fired their coach like a couple weeks ago. So it's kind of an interesting thing to follow. Of course, you got Oklahoma City, the ultimate young team in here. You got Golden State, the veterans trying to hang on that have been remade over a little bit. The Timberwolves, who you're perpetually waiting to take that next step. The Celtics, who I guess no one believes in. So let's get back to the Celtics.
Mm-hmm. Real quick before you go, I got to give a shout out to my man Kenny. He's tapped in. He got us on the TV screen over at Phenom. Big ups to my man Kenny. Shout out to him. He told you to come through, man.
Me?
Yeah, he's like, pull up, man. Last time I seen him, he's like, where D-Lo at?
Well, you
see how surprised he gets when someone asks for D-Lo?
Yeah, it happened. It never happens.
One of the last times I was in there, he's like, where D-Lo, man? Like, no, he's busy, man.
No one does that.
Shout out to my man Kenny, though. He tapped in with us right now.
Right on, Kenny. Yeah, you don't know this, but I've been working with the ball. We might have something that we need to do with Phenom and we maybe a certain Sac State men's basketball coach. We have a few ideas that we're kicking around. So we'll get to all of that later. All
right. I interrupt you though. Celtics though, man.
I think something's happening right now, and you brought this up with Jesse a second ago. It's like, well, you guys won a title last year, and I feel like what's happening, and this is a little silly. I feel like it's really unique to basketball because I don't feel like this happens in football. Despite the fact you've got to win 4 games to move on. Like, you don't have to win 1. Like, everyone just acknowledges, man, Giants got lucky twice. Steelers wild card team got hot at the right time, got to the Super Bowl. Like, no one really blinks at that. It's just like, oh, they got hot, won 5 games in a row, whatever, and won a Super Bowl. Crazy. You got to win 4 games to move on in a series. And now the haters are putting together TikToks and reels and video packages saying, last season's title wasn't really much of anything. everyone they faced was injured. They dealt that this person was injured. Jimmy was injured. Chris Middleton got hurt. Ty got hurt. Like, all of these different people got hurt. It's like, that really diminishes what Boston does, what Boston did. No, it didn't. It's like the Lakers bubble title for me. You can disregard the bubble if you want to. The Lakers were the betting favorite going into that season to win the NBA championship. They did. There's no anomaly to it. Now, there's an interesting subplot with COVID and bubble and Disney and empty arenas, empty venues, all of that. Like, I get that. This is part of the story. But in the end, it's not like the Sacramento Kings went on a run in Orlando and won the championship. The team that was the betting favorite to win the title did. And that's always looked at as like, whatever. What's next? The Celtics were the betting favorite to win the championship last year. And they did. So to try to diminish their route to it because of what they're doing this year is crazy. They're down 2-0. This series is not over. I get it. They're down 2-0. Tatum made a awful, you know, Tatum was awful yesterday. There's no other way around it. He was terrible. But to act like they didn't win the NBA championship last year as the best team in the league is kind of crazy to me.
I believe they were the best team in the league. I believe they were the favorites, and they, if I had to put money on anybody last year winning the title, I would have said the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm not diminishing their title. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to tell the story of what happened. Like, it is noteworthy that I won't even use the Celtics. I'll just say if a team makes a playoff run and a title run and every other team's best player goes down, that's not their fault. They play the games. They play who's in front of them. That's not their fault, but I wonder what this would look like if every team's best player didn't go down.
So then what do we say about the Celtics not having Porzingis for most of it then?
Mm.
That's a factor right now.
It's all just Twitter conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all it's for.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's hurt. The same way Haliburton missed a couple games. Porzingis was out. It was a massive help to the Celtics last year. So it was like, which way do you want to argue with then?
Feels like Porzingis is still out, if we're being honest.
He can't get his wind up. He's been dealing with the upper respiratory illness, they're calling it, but they don't know how to solve it. It's been all season long.
Do you think he had a bad bout of COVID or something?
He's had it before, I think, but I don't know if it's a lingering thing. Just they haven't.
Remember, that was the thing. I mean, I know it was 5 years ago, but like, people were really struggling. Like, mm-hmm. Us humans, but like athletes would have COVID and they come back and they'd have a hard time catching there. It's just weird that if this has gone on for so long with Kristaps Porzingis.
I mean, it's not COVID, I don't think, because they're calling it non-COVID illness every time he's on the report. So,
okay.
Yeah.
To that point, though, like, one, I want to be clear. I'm not diminishing anything, but it's still like if Porzingis and Tatum and Brown were out and Brunson and Kat and OG were out and the Knicks won, like, yeah, the Knicks got people out too, but you're not playing the Celtics either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is part of the story, like, that these people are out of here. You don't apologize for that as a fan, as a player, or anything. Even the ring and the bubble, you don't apologize for that. That's a ring. That's a full ring, right? But we're here as the public and as the storytellers, and we know they didn't play everybody at full strength.
Does it matter?
And that's why we're telling the story. It could have.
Saying. Like the Celtics, like, nobody, everyone was hurt. Like, everyone had guys that, like, it doesn't matter in a sense because everyone was dealing with the same things.
Yeah, but it's just sports, but no? So I would even say to that, we didn't see the best of both teams.
You can say that every postseason, though. There's every team injured. Like, every team is injured. Every team is playing someone hurt. Like, we could say that every playoffs is my point.
But every round?
I'm sure you, not every round maybe, but I'm sure more often times than not.
Maybe so. I mean, I'm just, it's one of those things that, like, we are around to tell the story. And
is that the story?
It's part of the story.
Hmm.
We're also around to say, like, we watched Boston all year long. And if they were healthy and everybody else was healthy, they probably wouldn't have lost. You know what I mean? Like, there's like somebody can bring up a good point. Yeah, they didn't. They every series they had somebody hurt on the other team. That's part of the story. But I was there. I watched Boston and how they dominated all year long. It probably didn't matter.
It's like the Lakers won the title in 2010 without Kendrick Perkins playing. It's like, no, Lakers just won the title. Reality.
Well, to be fair.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's the injury excuse
there.
It was
there. Doc Rivers that started that.
Yeah, there's just an injury excuse everywhere. It's like, no, Lakers just won the title. So the team won the title.
Right, but we also can't act like it doesn't matter. Like, it does matter that Kyrie and Kevin Love didn't play in 2015. That doesn't take away from the Warriors, and I guess maybe so. How you guys want it is like just,
but like,
don't even mention that.
No, but it's like, okay.
Well, I see it more.
So how big of this part of the story is that?
When I see it happen too, it's more on Twitter when people try to diminish the team's winning. It's not people trying to tell a story. Like, this comes from people, I think, trying to diminish titles.
Yeah, and I don't subscribe.
It's what Draymond Green does. It's what those Warriors apologists do. It's what the Draymond Green hype team does. The Cavs only won in 2016 because Draymond got suspended. We're going to ignore the fact that Draymond had 11? What's the number of technicals in the postseason?
16.
We're going to ignore. Is 16, it that many in the playoffs?
He was somewhere. He was at the limit, whatever it was.
Whatever it is. The fact that he had reached the limit in the NBA final. No one's talking about that. We're going to tell the story that Draymond wasn't there. And no, he was there for the next game and the game after. No, but he wasn't there for that one. And that's why people like to tell that as it's almost like the yeah, but. That's what the Celtics won the title, but yeah, the Indiana Pacers went to the conference finals, but yeah, the Pacers are playing well.
So once again, I would ask, just never mention that stuff.
No, so what Jesse's saying, are you telling a story or are you having a conversation? If the conversation is about who's the best team in basketball, it's the Boston Celtics. But if you bring up the fact that they're we'll go back to last year instead of trying to figure out what happens this year. If you're having the Celtics, they went on a run, man. They finally got it together. Yeah, but they didn't play anyone. So that just brings hypotheticals back. Like, all the Middleton was hurt, Jimmy was hurt, Tyrese was hurt. All of these people were hurt. You're not adding to the conversation. You're just trying to diminish the Boston Celtics. Because I think you just said this a second ago. If Tyrese and Jimmy and all these, Chris Middleton, all these guys had played, the results could have been exactly the same. Mm-hmm. But we choose to go with this hypothetical instead because we wanted to grade what Boston did last year. They did it with the Kings. Kings were the third seed. Why? Well, they stayed healthy. No one else could. Sorry, that's our fault? Was we supposed to sit De'Aaron down to even things out?
No,
it's the same thing.
It's not their fault. But like I said, if the Celtics lose this series, it's just, I don't even know how to explain it really. It's just kind of, because now it makes you wonder. All right, if OG doesn't rip his hamstring up in game 7 against the Pacers and they win that game, they play Boston, are they able to beat them last year? I don't know. I don't think so, because I think Boston would have won, and Mikal Bridges wasn't on that team as well. Yeah, it just brings up questions sometimes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.